Good morning and welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Dennis Held, and I'll be reading a poem by David Kirby, who won the Lifetime Achievement Award from Florida Humanities Council in 2016. He's a very funny poet, and he bounces around a lot in his subject matter, but he always brings it back home. This poem is called Strip Poker. David Kirby. I'm giving blood and looking at a magazine photo of a bosomy Ava Gardner next to that squirt Sinatra, and remember saying, "Want to play strip poker?" to my mom when I was 8 because I thought it was a game, not a way to get naked, and I was ready to put on lots of layers that hot July evening. PJs, raincoat, my patrol boy's belt with the badge I was so proud of, figuring my mom would do the same with her clothes. The cotton dresses she taught 5th grade in, over the jeans and boots she wore for gardening, and on top of everything, the long coat she wore when she went out with my dad on cool nights, with the ratty mink stole her rich sister had given her. My dad looked up from his newspaper, looked down again. My mother looked up from her book, looked down again, looked up again and said, "No, thank you, darling," which is how it was in our house. No yelling, no explanation even, just the assumption that you were a smart kid, you could figure things out on your own, like no thanks meant no but thank you anyway, not zero thanks, or that the K-9 Corps was so called because K-9 equals K-9, i.e., wasn't just some arbitrary government code. Which is good, I guess, because if people aren't constantly explaining stuff to you when you're a kid, then you grow up mentally active, although also doubting everything, even yourself, because if you're the one who comes up with the answers, then hell, what good could they be? Which is the kind of thing that led Kafka to ask, "What have I in common with the Jews? I have hardly anything in common with myself," and might have led Stalin to ask, "What have I in common with other human beings?" Only he was too busy coming up with rules such as this one for the Union of Soviet Composers. "The main attention of the Soviet composer must be directed toward the victorious progressive principles of reality, toward all that is heroic, bright, and beautiful." But what about all that is cowardly and dull and ugly? Tightrope walker Karl Wallenda said, "To be on the wire is life, the rest is waiting." But there's much more waiting than wire walking. So what are we supposed to do when we're on the ground? Someone, not Henry James, I think, but one of those Henry James kind of guys, cultured, reticent, well off, but not too, said, "A gentleman was a person who never knowingly made anyone else uncomfortable," which is a good idea. Although you can take that too far, because one of those old smart Greeks, maybe Sophocles, said it was better never to be born. And think how comfortable that would make everybody, because if you weren't born, you couldn't bother anyone, especially yourself. "Are you a runner, Mr. Kirby?" asked Melba, the blood bank nurse, who has 2 fingers on my right wrist and 1 eye on her watch and the other on me, who says, "No, I'm not a runner, although I do a lot of yard work," and why does she want to know? And Melba says, "Because you have a pulse of 50. And if you have a pulse of 50 and you're not a runner, often that means you're dead. Which, sooner or later, I will be. Naked again, sans PJs, raincoat, belt and badge, everything." The blood leaps from a vein in my elbow, pools in a plastic sack, and I'm a little whiter than I was when I read that Ava Gardner said, "Deep down, I'm pretty superficial." Deep down, Ava darling, we're all pretty superficial. And beautiful, too, in or out of our clothes. That was David Kirby's poem, Strip Poker. I'm Dennis Held, and this has been your Poetry Moment.